It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Now, MG, we are constantly telling people, if they haven't already done so, you need to go and get the Listener app. LISTNR. Because that's where we drop all our extra stuff.
Yeah, it's no E. Take the E all out of the situation and get the LISTNR app.
Go and get it. That's the first place you can get our podcast every day and all the extra stuff we provide for you. But if you needed more incentive, it's also where you can hear the Health Hacker podcast. It is the look behind the door of the health and well-being industry. You get brilliant advice on how to feel, look, and live better from a friend of the show and a great man, a fantastic rugby league player in his day, Adam Mad Dog McDougall. G'day, Mad Dog.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We are fan-bloody-tastic. Great to hear your voice. How have you been?
I've been fantastic, yeah. Just wrestling with a couple of little kids and trying to stay up with a four-year-old and a six-year-old. It keeps you young.
It wouldn't be a chat with you without having some kids in the background saying, Daddy, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, Daddy, give me this.
Wipe my bum, Daddy, or wipe my nose.
Oh, I love it. Now, Mad Dog, we're going to have a bit of fun very shortly. But first up, we need to talk about your Newcastle Knights. Where are they at as a team, and what's the vibe about them within the Steel City?
Yeah, look, it's been very disappointing, hasn't it? Like, if you're going to be 100% honest, you know, big expectations this year, obviously some great inclusions into the side. You know, they've been building with some big name marquee signings in the last couple of years, and they just really haven't been able, I suppose, to get a good rub of the green as far as injuries go and a bit of luck. But at the end of the day, you can only use injuries and bad luck as an excuse for so long. So there's a bit of pressure building on a lot of people, I think, in the industry inside that club, and they're going to start getting some results because at the end of the day, that's what fans want. They want wins. They don't want L's next to their team at the end of the week. And yeah, we aren't looking like we're going to be making the eight if we continue with the style of footy we're playing at the moment.
Mad Dog, how was Coach Adam O'Brien received in the Steel City?
A lot of expectation, a lot of excitement around the young coach. And, you know, it's a tough gig, isn't it? You know, just look at Johnny Morris.
Yeah.
You know, who'd ever want to do it? But, you know, he come with more wrappings and Harrods. So, you know, and unfortunately, I think what he's quickly learning is you're only as good as your roster. And there's not many coaches out there that have that special X factor like a Craig Bellamy that can somehow attract players to a club and instill that depth that he seems to have. If they have injuries at a club like Melbourne, they're able to find other players to come and step straight in and fill that void, whereas the lesser clubs just can't do that. And I think that's where the younger coaches probably don't have that same ability to build a roster with the hindsight of really factoring in injuries and bad luck, I suppose, into what's going to happen during the year.
I was speaking to McFenny tonight, Mad Dog, about his comeback, and nearly 40, coming back after a three-year hiatus. Also on today, we learned that Carmichael Hunt, at the age of 34, will be rushed back into the Broncos system. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, I think he'll be fine. I think the reality is sports science, and I suppose the stigma around, you know, 30 being too old to play rugby league has been well and truly, you know, banished to the sidelines as such. And, you know, sports science has really provided a great platform for athletes to be ageless. Look at Tom Brady in the NFL and, you know, look at the NBA and all these great American sports where you see these athletes playing well into their 40s. Because the reality is that we're not all training the same anymore, and that sports science has really caught up with the sport in itself. So I think he'll easily slot back in. He's a class player, and obviously, you know, he'd want to leave a legacy, you know, with the Broncos one, which was, I suppose, ended on a poor note. So he's got an opportunity now to rewrite history for himself.
Bit of visit to the last chance saloon for Carmichael Hunt. Hey, Mad Dog, the Steel City has had something of a booming start to 2021. I mean, you've had the Tim Zoo fight, you've had the Rip Curl Pro, you've had, I mean, obviously the Knights, and then you've had the Warriors in the vicinity as well on the Central Coast. But it feels like Newcastle is off to a very strong start in 2021.
Yeah, look, it's flying, the city, and it's a great city, and it's just far enough away from Sydney, I suppose, to have a huge population. So the reality is it's a bit more COVID-friendly and safe than some of the bigger cities. And, you know, they've really done well, the city, to jump on some opportunities to showcase sport. They love their sport up here, and at the end of the day, sporting events only come to your region if you get bums on seats. And that's a great thing about Newcastle people. If you had two cockroaches racing up the wall in a bid to win a beer, whether it's a competition of any style, you're going to get people there watching it.
Well, then answer this question for me. MG mentioned we had Mick Fanning on the show today, Penrith royalty. He sits alongside the big fella, Mark Geyer. What's the pecking order as far as, you know, personalities up in the Steel City? Who's sitting on the throne? Who's to the left hand side? You know, is Joey Steel king, or is Caleb Chief. Ponga making run? Chief is...
I reckon I'd have to say, look, Andrew Johns is a much maligned figure. I love Joey, but Joey, you know, on the drink a few times, he's probably upset one or two people. God bless him. So you either love him or hate him. So there's a few patrons that are still ducking when they see him walk into a bar, not knowing what he's going to pick up and throw. So who knows? You know, if it's a karate kick or it's a, you know. But yeah, Paul Harrigan, obviously, you know, he's, you know, the people's champ. Everyone loves Paul Harrigan. You wouldn't meet a nicer bloke than Chief. So, you know, I'd say the Chief is probably the most endeared sporting figure up here. But my neighbour's Craig Johnson, for example. He lives a few miles down from me. You know, we've got some great sporting royalty up here. You know, you spoke about before. Mark Richards is another one, 8-time world surfing champion. Mark. You know, you've got so many great, you know, athletes up here, you know, whether it's, you know, motorbike races or whether it's, you know, it's just a plethora of athletes up here. But Newcastle certainly love their sport.
Just quietly, I'll give you one as well, left of field. My niece, who is, you know, my brother-in-law, Peter Shields.
Yeah.
His daughter, Saffron, is going places in the world of basketball. She is an absolute gun. An absolute gun. Being courted by colleges in America already at the age of 13, 14.
Well, she's got a good agent there in Peter, because I tell you what.
Oh,
I remember when Peter was doing a job and he was a tradesman and he went to do some work at my house and said, mate, where's the warranty for the work on this job you're doing? He said, mate, it's called the brake light warranty. As soon as you don't see the brake lights, there's no money back guarantee, brother.
I like MJ just tipping us into names for the future. Oh, good, Saffron Shields. That's a star name as well.
Yeah,
you can see that name in lights. Mad Dog, now, the world of rugby league contracts and all the rest of it, we're seeing, you know, Adam Reynolds' contract situation is one that's being much discussed, and we're now hearing about this war chest that the Cronulla Sharks have got to splash around. I've heard about MG's story about what he did with his Super League money back in the day. For those that have missed it, he went and bought matching his and hers jet skis.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to know if it was just the mountain man or whether you got caught up in this influx of cash in your playing days as well. Did you go and buy silly things?
No, look, I suppose I was pretty lucky. I really, you know, without sounding too like a nice guy, I actually bought my mum and dad a house with my first contract. So that was something I was very proud of. And that's what made me really appreciate Latrell Mitchell the other day when I seen what he did. I thought it was fantastic. And not forgetting where you're from and whatnot. And, you know, so for me, it was always my goal to obviously provide something back to my family for giving me what they gave me, which is the opportunity to follow me around every weekend, you know, to every football game from the age of about 6 up until 18. And that allowed me to go on and play first grade. So I was more than happy to repay them for their sacrifice. But my favourite's probably Robbie O'Davis. God bless him. He's probably, you know, a great footballer in his time, but he's probably the greatest spender of money I ever dealt with. And I remember he went out and bought, you know, $500,000 boat, but he didn't realise when he bought the boat that it was going to cost him about $10,000 every time he took it out for petrol. So he quickly realised that, and he tried to sell it and lost half his money. So a lot of good resale on boats, but, you know. And, you know, I don't know if this is a true story or not, but, you know, I heard a great story about Gordon Tallis, and they were trying to rope him in to buying a racehorse, like a lot of footballers fall down that silly path. And he went to watch his horse race in a three-year-old race. And when he got there, there was this grey horse in the race, and he said to his mate, how come there's an old horse in this race? What's the go there? He said, can't have grey horse, old horses running in this race. It's meant to be for three-year-olds only, isn't it? His mate said, no, mate, it's a grey horse. It's an old horse.
I don't know
if it's true, Gordy, but if it isn't, well, I'm going to have to duck next time I see him.
I'm going to be sending this to the boys on the Sunday show, and we'll find out exactly how true that story was.
Look at that old horse run down there.
Yeah, that's got some grey hair already. Horse going out. It's got grey hair. It's not a three-year-old horse, is it?
I love it. Outstanding. Hey, the Health Hacker podcast, it's an absolute must listen. Go and grab the Listener app, and that way you can favourite the Rush Hour and you can favourite the Health Hacker, and every time the episodes update, they will drop straight into your feed. Mad Dog, an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Great to have you back on the show, and we'll chat again soon.
No worries. Take care, boys. Have a great day.
Take care, brother. Bye-bye.